Randy, why don't you take us through the first couple of items and take us to the chair, and that person can carry the meeting. Let me do that.
Okay, so the agenda, can we have an adoption?
I would adopt the agenda.
Yeah, I'd like to add my items, if I could. I'd like to add on t-shirts.
Yes.
Or shirts of some kind. We have volunteer shirts, which is how we identify ourselves. We're out. So we should get that discussion.
How do we get the funds to buy those?
That's another item. That's funny.
Okay.
Okay, take it.
So can we adopt the agenda as amended, adding t-shirts?
Yep.
So we have a second?
Sure. Yep. Nancy? Yeah.
I can't speak yet.
No. But Ross can, Nancy can. Okay.
Okay, and approval of the minutes from July 25th of the 27th.
It was an official meeting because I thought we didn't have a quorum to hold.
That was July.
We didn't do it last time because we don't have a quorum, right?
So we
need to adopt them.
We should add that there are quite a few good recommendations in those minutes of July 25th of last year. So we should probably come back to you at the next meeting. Maybe we had a few challenges and they were identified, and I thought it'd be good to come back and have a discussion about that maybe next time.
Okay.
This is all of mine.
Can we have a motion to adopt the minutes?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
All right. We're down to election of the chair for 2023.
You're busy.
I'm busy.
He's unable. So I will understand, but I'm sure Ross is too.
And I would refer to you because of your experience. So thankfully,
youth and good looks, don't they count?
Well, it's good to get a season, let's put it that way. So, but if you were willing to do so, I would.
How about next year?
Next year we'll approach one of the approaches.
Yeah, I would agree just because I think Ross is only his second year on the job, and it's helpful to have a couple of years under your belt. So I don't mind being chair of meetings on that. That's what I would do anyway.
Okay.
And a seconder?
Oh, so who made the motion?
Oh.
You had.
I'll make the motion, sir. Yeah. And then I'll second that.
Yeah. I mean,
I need to clarify whether I'm a voting member.
Yes, I am. You are absolutely key.
All right.
We have you in a chair, except you're a long way away.
I am a long way away, that's right.
Unless you're enthusiastic about it, in which case.
Enthusiastic about what?
Being the chair.
Being the chair. That's probably a little bit more than I can commit to.
Okay.
No. Okay, well, good. I think this is my second round as chair. I think I was here a year or two before. Was it Tom Russell who was the first? And then we had
carried on for more than one term.
And then we had John. So
you're a veteran now.
Okay. Okay, so thank you, guys. My goal for the year is being achieved. So the pay and benefits are excellent. Okay, status of recommendation of council, nothing, I don't think, from council, nothing on council, and no motions for information as far as I know. Randy, is that correct? Nothing that we haven't done recently. So, except we do have a new possible candidate, am I right? Your name for it?
Yep.
And what's the status of that, Randy? Is that going forward to council?
It's been brought forward to admin to bring to council. So I'm assuming it'll be this next meeting that's coming.
Yeah. Okay. That'd be good.
But I'm not positive.
That's good. And thank you, because we just need some, not only the active bodies, but we'd like to have an extra case if we run short of people at a particular meeting. So thank you for that. And but why don't you just play a role here? You don't vote, but in every other way, why don't you just jump in and what you're useful? You've got a lot of experience in these kind of events.
Oh, yeah. I was on the Paradise for 3 years and then became chairperson for the next 3 years until the demise of that event. People don't like making chili anymore.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Was the island health thing?
It was the island health thing, and it was also the local restaurants. We couldn't get them to compete.
Yeah, yeah.
And even city, both city halls, we tried to get a rivalry going between Parkville and Call to compete, and they didn't want it done. But they came down with the health that we couldn't, our hands are really tied to the chili with the health.
Yeah.
And the ice went up from $100 a block to $500 a block.
Yeah.
Wow. That's more than 9% inflation.
Yes.
The nice thing with this group is it's a very concise, clear product, has a very finite time span. It's quite inexpensive to administer. Thanks to the town support that does a lot of the heavy lifting for us, and we try to keep it that way. So we really try to keep the budget down, try to keep it not a burden, and try to make it fun for everyone, from the steering committee to the exhibitors to the people who go. So that's the kind of the guiding principle. So that's year 10 we're at right now. So, right?
Wow.
So that's the principle we go for. So we ain't having fun, we ain't doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so on that note,
I just ask a question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Under the terms of reference, and so mentioned this before, but anyhow, you're not required to share this special. Okay.
No, not this one.
So this is different from the other special town committees.
We didn't have a town, like Family Day is also a different, sort of those ones, the special events ones are not, it's not required.
Okay, just wanted to clarify.
The thing is we're not established to provide advice to council, we're established to help run an event, so it's a different format.
Okay.
Yeah.
So meeting scheduled for 2023. We have one meeting a month. I guess we'll keep doing it on the last Monday of the month. Is that the idea, Brandy?
It's the third Monday of the month.
Third Monday.
We switched it this week just because of the staff holiday last week.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But it's the third Monday of every month.
So we're doing
at 9 a.m.
third Monday next in March.
That's right.
Okay, which would be March?
I have it on the agenda.
Oh, yeah.
David, I do have a conflict with the meeting time. The same time as one of my other appointments.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if it would be possible to make it even an hour later, or I don't know what the solution is. It's not about me. You know, I don't want to make this about me. I would like to be here, or we'll have to find somebody else, I guess, is the other alternative.
Well, let's ask Nancy, because you're the one that has time constraints.
Yeah, first thing in the morning is always better, but it might be more hit and miss with a 10 o'clock versus a 9 o'clock.
Well, if we did that, we could put you right front on the agenda to get your business done.
And most times it won't be. It's just that I'm another body for a forum, right? Because what we're doing is mostly right at the very end.
Right, I do that. Ken, where was you? 9 or 10? Is it?
No, then 9 o'clock works fine, 8 o'clock works fine.
Does 10 o'clock work for you?
Sure, either or, it doesn't matter.
Okay, I think you're recognizing there are times we don't any of us are around.
But 10 is fine.
Okay. How about you, Howard?
Works for me.
Yeah, it'd be simple to have that link to the town, man, and we'd miss you if you weren't here. So you have a history with us, so you know kind of what we're about. So, okay, well, we need a motion to that effect. Did you go back to council?
Yes, we need to go to council.
So we could go back to council as a recommendation to council that we move the date to 10 o'clock rather than 9?
And I guess confirm that we have the space for that time frame.
Yeah, good point. And would that mean you still have this meeting room space?
I believe so. I'd have to take a look at the calendar, but I don't think there's anything happening afterwards. But yeah, we'll have to confirm that. I'll have a motion too.
Okay. So should we have a motion to move the date then? Would someone move a motion all right to 10 o'clock?
Yeah, I'll make the motion that we move the meeting time from the third week of the month
to 10 o'clock from 9 o'clock. Okay, I'll second that. Okay. And then I think Nancy's point is good. Just need to be just off course to make sure that we do have the time from 10 to 11.
Yeah.
7:30 is mostly go for. 10 to 11 usually is pretty good.
So really the only time we should be running over is once we're getting really close to the event.
Yeah, it'll vary. That's right. Except the final details.
So 10 to 12 then?
Yeah. Let me see.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Thanks for that, Anne. It's good to have you on board with us. And we'll try
thank you for accommodating me.
No, it's we're happy to do so. Event date, we discussed it briefly at our last unofficial meeting, and the time we had settled, I think, was Sunday, July 16th, between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., where there seemed to be a reasonable combination of tides and date. So I believe if that's with our unofficial consensus then, I sent Howard a note because to make sure he had it on a calendar just unofficially.
So when I knew, or
15th, yeah.
There was concern about a clash with the sand sculpture last year. Is that a factor this year?
Not really, because the sand sculpture, they go on for like weeks. So it's not really, it's a difference. This is a, you know, 3-hour, 4-hour event. So.
Sure.
I think the issues with anything locally in town that we knew of, I don't think there was.
Not that I've been aware of.
No, and I think the other Sunday, the timing on the tides didn't work.
This was the best day, yeah. The other ones weren't as good. So we'll stick with the 16th for now, and if something comes up at some point that we have a really serious conflict, because there is one other option we could look at on a Sunday in July.
It wasn't as good, though, was it?
It wasn't as good.
No, I think it was just the timing on the tides
yet. Because 11 to 3 is pretty good.
Yeah.
People don't like getting it early on a Sunday. And you can't go too late. So.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, just to confirm, the 16th is 2.7 feet at noon, and it comes in all afternoon for a high. So we're good.
Yeah, so...
Okay, well, we need to make a motion for that one.
Okay. I'll make a motion to repick the 16th at from 11 to 3. Seconded?
Seconded.
Oh, okay. Yep, all in favor? Okay, great.
All right.
Okay, committee membership, well, we talked about that. We have a new candidate who is just chanting the bits to jump in, so thank you for that, and... we were kind of getting into giving up who's taking the lead on what. And we're going to try and simplify it, I think, this year. Last year we had a few tangles, partly because it was rusty post-COVID, and partly because I think we spent an awful lot of time on promotion last year, but as Nancy and I talked about this, she was kind of involved. We might have a chance to hone that a bit this year and focus on a few the local, follow more the family day approach. Which is really local advertising. It really is a local regional event. And I think we should discuss when we get there about whether or not we need, how important we need to kind of do our advertising. Sponsorships, that's the money part. The town, of course, is a major sponsor, and always has been, and we can possibly do it without them. And that's worth at least, my estimate, you know, probably several thousand dollars worth of staff time, let alone things like this that I'm offered. And they act as our financial coordinator and back. So the town is the number one sponsor. In the past, we've had the RDN, which has provided $1,000 through their events program. And I can ask for that again this year if the group agrees. We kind of lean on them a bit because they send their water smart team, and they love it. So I'd be a kind of internal advocate, for this. And also have the leaders of training who come, and it'd be very helpful. So there is a strong link. So if the committee agrees, I can ask for that again. Now, Tom Whitfield used to get about $500 a year from Mosaic. And I don't know. That we don't have that connection, and I don't know that we necessarily need it. A lot of money we spend from local businesses in the advertising, which is something we need to discuss because we may or may not need that this year. So, comments, sponsorships.
I don't suppose we can twist Tom's arm.
Yeah, I think I'd have you come along.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask some calls, say, who do you contact? And I think, I need to contact, and Mosaic's been a good partner for since the inception.
Mosaic has been for your company, right?
Yeah, yeah. And Tom has a link to them. But they're a very big local player, and they hope we'll have given a good profile. If they ask what it's for, well, be one of the things with T-shirts, right? But you have to be careful about that. As I recall, Andy, we had a little, early in the day of this, we had quality foods on the T-shirts, and that caused a bit of a discomfort for our town colleagues for this kind of sponsorship. So we can't really put logos on our shirts other than, am I right, Anna?
Yeah, I think we should try to avoid that if possible.
Yeah, I think
it doesn't complicate things.
Yeah, that's right. We don't need complications with Okay, so then if Ross can just chat to Tom about whether there's any possibility, I will put together an application. The LDN application closing date is April 24th, so we're not in any hurry. I mean, it's a standard one. These are who we are, and we'll see what happens. They've been good so far, and so I'll go after ask the LDN for $1,000, and Ross will follow up with Tom as to whether Mosaic is a possibility.
Okay, and that was already in. You said the application was due April
24th. April 24th, yeah. So we've got lots of time to put it in. We don't know about the outcome until about June. So we always have to kind of have a bit of an unknown. But they've always so far come through. And when it comes to advertising, we have asked for a lot of money from individual advertisers, haven't we?
Yeah, with the wrap that we do, we have all the ads, and we would go around and try and get people to, agree to put an ad in there, and then the office would do the banner at the bottom, which I'm pretty sure Frank's on board with again. Last year, we got a little bit of a break on some of that because of trying to get things back up after COVID. So the newspaper before, they insisted that we had to do all the legwork to get the advertisers for that, to save them that in order to get the prices. Whether they'll honor that again this year is a question mark, because my feeling from last year is that we would be more involved and the prices may be higher this year to do that, because they took over. If there was going to be any vacant spots, they were going to do the filling of that, versus us having to do that. So that's something that we'll have to double check with the.
So I guess my question is, do we need the rep? The Family Day doesn't have anything like that. They just have a regular announcement, and you get an article and a feature reviews. Do we need to spend, what's it cost to put the rep in?
Oh gosh, I couldn't even tell you because it was all individuals that could
actually. You earned thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I think it was a couple hundred for each of the little ads.
Yeah.
It's up there for sure.
Yeah, and a lot of work for the committee members like yourself who have to go out and actually, knock on doors. So is there a better way to do we need the wrap at all?
Yeah. I mean, it's balanced out on the fact that the businesses themselves would see a profile. Like, it could be seen as a marketing benefit for them.
Yeah.
So it works both ways. Maybe that's a chance to examine it. But I agree, it could be streamlined. There's a lot of angst. And
yeah.
And I was stressed about that.
Am I allowed to speak?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sir?
Please do.
That's why you're here.
Does Beachgate have a web page? I mean, a Facebook page?
Yeah, I believe they did. Yes, there was a Facebook page last year.
Well, it was just mentioned on the town Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you'll maybe get a Facebook page. And then there's a couple of other Facebook pages that I believe the guy's Cork.
Oh yeah.
And he has he's got, I believe, 7,000 followers. And all he does is report on what's going on in Qualica Beach. And he might be a part of saying, you can put a put a couple of words on our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the name of that page? Yeah.
Something called the guy's name is Corey.
Yeah.
C-O-U-R-C. Yeah, and he goes around and, you know, there's something going on. He sort of does a little, he's like the little Facebook reporter.
It's something he likes to do.
Yeah, and he's biased. He doesn't point fingers at council or anybody else. He just, he's very biased about what he does.
I think it's blasting his booker.
I think that sounds correct, yeah.
Well, if he's got 7,000 followers, that's a great...
And they're local, too, so, you know, that would be a good connection there for us.
Sounds great.
And instead of doing the wrap, maybe we could look at, I don't know what the cost difference would be, but to do just even like the back page of the newspaper might be cheaper than doing the wrap or something. I don't know. We could look at that. Because I don't know that we needed that full amount of what that was.
Yeah. Well, it's really up to, in many respects, up to the business community, and to look to you and for that, because, I mean, I feel bad about asking for contributions from the town, even with a good profile. It's still an ask, another ask, right? And the question I go back to is, do we need it, or how do we get better? Are there better ways of getting a message? We started out, we were trying to make a big impact because we were new, right? We were trying to make a big splash, and we succeeded in that. Now, I think we're pretty well known. But maybe Anne or Howard, do you have any observations or suggestions?
Well, not necessarily new suggestions, but as you are speaking, I have the advantage of being on my computer. Am I able to share my screen? Who's in charge? Who's in charge of this?
Randy's in charge.
Of the technology.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I can't. Anyways, I went on to it's simply called Follicum Beach in Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and it is Court Brooker. So, and it looks like he's just reporting on all kinds of things Follicum Beach related. And I'm actually seeing about 5,200 followers, but that's pretty good.
Pretty good.
So it'd be good to reach out to him, I would think, and see if he would put an advertisement. Also, while I've been sitting here paying attention, I can let you know that Sources can be a $500 sponsor for Beach Day this year as well.
That was a tough sell.
Yeah.
Okay, so may we ask what the money is designated for, Howard?
I remember last year we were talking about Sources bringing in entertainment, and then the marimba band, if you recall, from years previous was unable to attend. So it was, Matt Breedlove who actually found the band for last year. But honestly, I think, let's use the $500 the way we see fit. I think that just makes it easier for us, to be able to, you know, better balance our books and, you know, spend where we need to spend rather than allocating it to something.
Okay,
so,
thank you very much. That's all nice to have a bit of flexible funding around. So,
yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so coming back to the advertising, I guess my instinct, as you can tell, is to streamline and focus on local activities. So, Anne, what do you think?
I was kind of surprised last year when Family Day didn't do anything, but it certainly didn't seem to have any kind of negative impact. It is nice, I think, sometimes to have that visual about what's there, who's there, and maybe if we had a map or something at the information desk, that might be helpful. I'm not married to having it one way or the other, so.
Yeah, I don't think that the map in the advertising was that useful because who brings it with them?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was all the angst about getting everybody in the right order, and it was just a awful thing from what I recall.
Yeah,
there was a lot of energy around that. I agree. Yeah. Part of the, if I recall, part of the concern as we approached the date was the proximity to electrical outlets and water supply and various, and those are important.
Oh, yeah.
Is it important for the public to know exactly where the boots are, not at all. Right? So maybe we can't streamline that. Before we move on from the outside, before we dismiss the wrap or any kind of print advertising, I'd like us to be aware of I mentioned the reciprocal between the business and the benefits to the committee. Maybe Anne can speak to this. I think there's probably also a benefit to the sponsors, to the donation sponsors, to see that there's other people engaged and invested in the project, and there's some benefit to that.
Definitely from like our REMAX point of view, having our name in there.
Yeah. And for us to get money from Mosaic and sources and the RDN, they want to see that those other efforts are going into it as well, and we're not just relying on that. So the engagement of the business community is important. So that's just a sort of a non-tangible sort of outcome that I'd like us to be aware of.
I should add that REMAX is most generous in supporting the cuts. And that's at least $1,000 of real expenditure, and not counting all the volunteer time. And
it's a monetary for sure, and it's also just getting it together because we've lost our crank guy. He's retired, and a local crank club is folded, so it's on our shoulders now to source it and get everything working.
So that's happened since last year, then?
He was on his way out last year with a major scramble, but he is out now, so we have what we have left from last year, but we have to source any additional ourselves, which
So that's
it. He's willing to help, as far as his contacts and that, but for health reasons, he has stepped back, and like I said, the local kite club has folded.
Okay, so we don't have to make a decision today on some of these things, but I guess Nancy, I look to you to really hear advice about whether if there's a willingness on you in the pocket of business here to sponsor an insert in the peak of your use. That's fine, but I say it's looking to you for advice.
Yeah, well, I just kind of got it thrown in my lap last year, last minute, and kind of taken back over again. Anyway, we won't go there. So I think there's some benefits to it, exactly, but I don't know that we have to go quite as big as we have in the past, would be my question on that. What you think of that? Because the smaller the one, I mean, having only the bird and all that, that's good recognition, people just recognize that they're associated with beach days, but do we have to have as much, and the smaller it is, the fewer advertisers, or the less per advertiser for the cost?
And it depends on the yearly newspaper and things like that.
So maybe that's the question. Would you be willing to kind of have a chat with the PQB News in the next few weeks and just find out, what the options are? And
I can ask that. I really don't want to take on the whole advertising portfolio. I've got my hands full with the kites. I mean, I will certainly take on, getting people through the office, involvement with, we've always done the banner on the bottom. That kind of thing, but I don't necessarily want to be the one knocking on every store to get the advertisers.
I don't mind making a few calls.
Okay, because he's on our advertising committee at the office.
There's a couple of new developments in town, and it's always good to pick on them because they want to show a warm, fuzzy feeling for the community.
Who are you speaking about?
Well, the new one on first here, the rental complex that's going up.
Yeah, getting the Gables here?
I believe so, yeah.
And what about the rest homes? Is that worthwhile? The Berwick?
That might be worthwhile. Yeah. They ain't running the shuttle.
I was going to say they
won't engage in that one.
Oh, yes, they are. That's true. Yeah.
That was an asset last year.
Yep.
So I think what you're figuring out, Nancy, is that if the work involved in it is not insubstantial, and if there's a simpler way to do it, let's find a way to do it and still tap into some of the local businesses that would like to get their name up on a good event. That would be super. But maybe let's agree to come back to this next meeting, and perhaps by then the two of you might have had a chance to think about it a bit, explore what's possible, what the interest level is.
Yeah, I mean, and what prices are, what could they offer us and what prices could they offer us?
Yeah,
and that might steer which direction we go in.
And that's kind of scoped out, and then we can come back and have a more fulsome discussion next time. I think, though, that I know Tom has spent a great deal of effort getting things like the Victoria.
Well, and radio and that, but do we need...
I think we decided last time that wasn't worthwhile. But I don't... Tom's calling us?
Yeah, I don't think so, personally, because I think it is more of a local event. I don't think advertising in Victoria...
The reason I don't know, because he did interviews, didn't he?
Yeah, and part of, I think, some of the other advertising that we all thought was maybe not so beneficial was part and parcel getting a package price to get some of the radio time and different things, too. So it was, you know, not just the one thing, it was because it was bundled together.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how much of that might we, you know, get just on a, you know, a sponsorship level, right? You know, it's a local event. Can you sponsor us a few spots? That kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Well, again, the two of you, I've seen you, but you know the media and the business promotion better than we certainly do. And if you could come back with your thoughts on it and recommendations, that would be really helpful. And then there'd be a path forward, you know. But, yeah, I think the agreement generally is I'm hearing, let's focus in the local. Let's keep it simple. That's not create a great, you know, workload for community members to put it together. What's realistic? Because I think we have a good track record. We're well known, but not, you know, but I mean, after 10 years, people know who we are, and word gets out pretty well. So.
Our other option too is once our Chamber of Commerce representatives joins us, maybe they might have some thoughts on that as well.
Good thought. Yes, that's right. Is that a point that's coming very soon, I think, isn't it, Anne?
I don't know any more than anyone.
You have secret information of all kinds of sorts. Come on, you can...
Oh, yeah. Well, Wednesday we're having a presentation before council, so maybe I'll find out then.
Yeah, okay, sure.
So may I ask, there's a limit of, you know, 10,000 people showed up. That's probably way too much for the Beach Festival. Right, so what are you talking, 800 people, 500 people?
Probably about 3,000.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. They keep moving all the time. No gates.
It's dynamic.
Yeah, that's what our goal was for Fire Nights, was between 3,000 and 5,000 within our budget. We couldn't go and do any more out
there. Right. Yeah, we don't have those budget limitations for space, but it's always busy, right?
I was a newbie last year that never attended even, you know, just as a participant, and I was stunned. Right? The people just kept on coming.
Doing the kite things, I mean, it's just constant. You just can't move it 4 hours because the kids are just constant.
How many kites did you make?
We did around 300 or so, which is about, from what I understand, is about average, and that's with four people constantly helping build. So if we can get more, we could put more through, but, you know, you can't do any more than that with just four people manning the front because of space and everything else.
But it should be busy, yeah. And that's why it's a good event, because it really is well received by both the people who are there exhibiting and showing displays and coming. So,
but I mean, just if we put out 300 kites and you add parents for each of those kids, you know, there's 300 people there.
Basically, you want to come with a couple of thousand people.
Oh, no, it doesn't, yeah.
Yeah, so it's good. And this year we have more party, right?
Yes, we are.
All that party along there.
How many more spots? At least 60 on the south side of the road.
That's nice. Yeah. The other one is reaching out to all the accommodations here.
Mm-hmm.
That they're always looking to send their guests somewhere.
Yeah.
And every day they get questions, what should we do this weekend while we're here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they're right. You're looking for activities for their guests. So, yeah. Okay. So that's the kind of perspective that we appreciate from members of the community, right? Think that way, yes. Okay, so I think
David, one more thing that I wanted to throw in here, simply because I feel very strongly about the town supporting us more. Anyhow, I'm talking about counties, tables, and chairs, because I had to, you know,
pick up the chairs in Nanaimo last year and take them back, which I wasn't supposed to go. And that was the cost. Anyhow, there are some grants around, and I have to go back to my notes. I don't have them right here. There are some grants around that provide for special events. And I think ICET is one of them, you know, the ICET, which may be in decline right now. I think they're questioning whether that's right. That's been a great economic driver for the whole of the island for the last, oh gosh, about 20 years. It's a provincially funded body, but I don't know if they're going to continue to fund it. But anyhow, they're still in operation. But I've been prepared to apply for one of those grants specifically for canopies, tables, and chairs. And what do you think of that idea?
I think did we not have enough tables? I think we had enough tables in town. Oh, no, we borrowed some from one of the churches, didn't we?
Yeah, we always do.
Okay.
And the canopies are running rather short. We had 22 of those red ones, and now we're down to about 16 last year, and probably fewer this year.
Little fire and ice tents.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we supplied, I think, 10.
Yeah.
And we used 2 for our exhibit, and so there was 8.
And I think it would be nice to have a better inventory of those things for special events in Quality Beach.
I know one year some of the budget was supposed to be used to purchase some additional canopies, and I don't know whatever happened with that. But certainly I think if there's tourism grants available or even you know, if the town needs to sponsor that or put the money up for it, we shouldn't have you driving all the way to Nanaimo, Peter.
No, I'm happy to a degree, but not very far.
Yes. I think we can do better.
Well, would you like me to do that, David?
To do what?
Apply for a grant for this purpose.
To fire ice? To go to ICT?
I'll have to go back and find out which funds are available for special events, but it seems like this is a perfect fit.
Why don't you come back to the next meeting with a recommendation for numbers, price, cost, and who you want to go to, and we can have an item for discussion.
Depending on the date of acceptance. I don't know when. ICT is...
they have to check. They need to be refined funded by the end of March. Otherwise, they're out of money.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was close.
Yeah.
But they still have money there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think there's one other funding body that I could tap into.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly worth seeing. It's a good idea. Let's put a number on it. And could we do every year we have to be chasing this circle, right? And it is that they get frustrating. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So let's put it on the agenda, Brandy, because the next time is report from Peter on tables, canopies, chairs, and possible funding sources. See if we can do that. Okay. Okay. So on to the fun part, displays and vendors, which is the core. I know we can count on our RE/MAX colleagues for tents. I mean, great, excellent, wonderful, subject to, you know, defined.
Well, we've got enough that we could run this year.
Okay.
We didn't have quite as many as last year, but I'm sure I'm working on supplies, so.
Okay. I had a chat already with Dave Clough, the beach seining expert, and he is, I think, coming. And I had a chat with the D.C. Conservation Foundation, and they said that they're going, and I talked to WaterSmart, and they'll probably come just to see if they're around. So it's good. More to come. Peter, what about
I have contacted none of my...
You finished here. I was just jumping the gun.
Okay.
But who's on your list?
Okay, would you like it?
Well, yeah,
I'll give you that.
Would you like that?
Okay. Those are the ones that I have handled in the past.
Right.
So I'm prepared to contact McGee.
Okay.
The Shellfish Research Center is one of the top of the list there.
Hey, we can give a copy to Brandy and put it in the middle of the house if we have one.
Would you like that, guys? Okay. So those are the Peter ones.
I've had some success with those last year. What's the cycle?
Can you hear those? Remember the museum.
I've got the museum on here. I will contact Lorraine, but they, I didn't tell you, we didn't do it last year. Graham Beard, the fossil guy, was reluctant, but he, you know, Tom, mm-hmm. twisted his arm, he came down. But he's a year older this year. North Island Wildlife Center, I got the contact number. Joyce Lee, they didn't have enough volunteers last year, so they couldn't go down. I think everybody else is good. Belly Dancers, Rainbows to Cloggers, MBIGS, Shark Dissection. Oh, another winner. Sandcastles, Rotary. Most of the Rotary people are away right now.
Yeah, that's fine. It's early, early days.
I get them.
Yeah.
And
of course,
Harrelson.
That's good. So there's 10 there. And how, of course, your team, Central, you carry a lot of the burden for the beach particularly.
Yep. Yeah, I would assume we'd do the same thing, which is last year, I think we had a couple of tents where we hosted activities on the lawn, and then we had the obstacle course for little ones down on the beach.
Okay, great, super. So that's it. We've got you guys. Let me see. Oh, I know.
The dump tank. Oh,
the dump tank. That's yeah. The town. Is that so special on that one? Right?
Well, you know, there's some values, but
yeah.
Angie Weir's my granite last. She's in play with family down the house, and she's brilliant. You want her operating those things. So I'll, and we had trouble actually securing the actual duct tank, but we were a little late on the repair last year.
Yeah.
So I've got that down to call this week to reserve the date, and I'll see about that. But you know what? That's a real attraction.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it's a little expensive, but you know what? I think it was $150.
Oh, I thought it was $500, don't
I? Know. I forgot to forget it.
Okay.
You'll be right. But the, you know, the little kids are on the beach and doing great stuff down there. This takes care of the young teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
And they line up and the parents are engaged.
Yeah.
It was surprising.
It starts off slowly, but eventually it develops some momentum, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a real gathering point. So I would be a real...
Yeah. That should be brings a lot of energy to the
yeah, and it's that word that's sort of a little ways away from the entertainment, but the
yeah.
entertainment's always there in the background, drifting down
yeah.
the beach, and that's sort of...
Yeah. And the newest committee member leads the dump process.
I've been there, done that.
Okay.
I would echo what Ross said, though. I noticed that there was a lineup most of the afternoon, and it seemed to be that age group that was, you know, just a little bit above maybe some of the other activities. So,
and it brought the parents around to have some fun with the. So it's an interesting dynamic to see how it ebbs and flows.
Yeah. I wasn't that keen to begin with, but after seeing it in action last year, I definitely think it's worth having.
We had a little stretch of the game, and you may recall the tank was aimed the wrong way, and we were hitting, you know, Grandma on the walkway coming by, and I wasn't coming. We'll fine-tune it this year.
Yeah, there were a few little surprises there. I donated my cash to the opponent at
something. Oh, it was so reactive to be honest.
Yeah, my only worry in that one is it is quite a drop, and I can see people getting hurt, you know, with the clang and this old metal railings and slippery, and
yeah.
No one did get hurt, you know.
Well, and we had a few volunteers from the youth group, I forget what
the leaders in training.
Yeah, so they were enthusiastic.
Yeah, and
so there's another bit.
Outcome
as well. So that's kind of fun. They got the credit at school for this sort of volunteer role.
Yeah,
and that was all good. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to also contact Fossil Rock and Jam. I'm going to contact VIU Climate Change. They have an organization. I talked to them at another event, and I'm going to go after them this year. And leaders in training, we never know until the week before, because they talk to the leaders in training what they choose to actually do, but they will come.
Miles Street.
Navarre. Yeah.
Navarre.
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 And skydiving. I'll contact skydivers because they're always popular to see if they're still around. Are they still around?
That's expensive for them. Are they enthusiastic?
Yeah, they want to come. Yeah, they volunteer because to them it's the venue is unique. To dive on the beach with a crowd. They love demonstrating their skill.
It was highly popular, like with when we're doing the kites, that there was one coming in and we saw it and we told them that, that was hugely popular with the kids to watch them coming in.
Yeah, they had some logistics. Yeah, they had to run back to the airport each time.
Yeah, right. As we get closer, we'll get into the kind of making sure they can get back and forth. But they're the ones that came to us and said, can we come? And we said, you won't come? No, we do because the guys love having an audience. They love landing on the beach in the ocean with the mountains. It's just beautiful.
It is, yeah.
So to them, it's they want to come.
Well, and it adds the extra layer of sort of excitement and festivity to having that happen.
Yeah. So I will contact that. So I've got 8 on my list. He's got 10. We have Howard and his team. We've got Kites. You know, there's more. Always looking for it.
That's why we dragged him down here because of my music.
Yes, yes.
And so you look for an entertainer or a band for the event. Am I correct?
Well, we all thought we have a couple of background.
There was some discussion about that in the last meeting, wasn't there, about the value for the entertainment.
Yeah, it tends to be expensive to develop the people who come, but it's always been something we try various models.
What was your budget?
$1,000.
Okay. I've attentively booked Dave Park. I know him very well. I've seen him play probably a couple hundred times. He does events like the Beer and Wine Festival. He's always down at the gazebo in Parksville and the Nanaimo. And he is $700 for the 11 till 3. He doesn't really sing. He usually gets his participants to sing. And he plays just his guitar, and he keeps you entertained. So you don't have to allow band screening in the background. You have a nice classical guitar or electric guitar playing in the background with some drums and that on this drum machine. I can play a little bit.
He's like a karaoke, by the way.
He engages
the audience. So, a little kid looks at him, he will sit down and play the guitar for that person. Or if people start singing, he'll walk over to them and encourage that sort of thing. So I find him, he's not a large band. He is a professional, music teacher and, he's just a really nice guy and a pleasure to have around. And I don't think, I've been to your event many times, and I don't think a lot of bands fix the occasion there. I think, this is sort of a background music that will fill the beach.
That's true. It's not an essential part of the activities. The music is simply a place to go to have some downtime. And a break, and then you come back and forth. So, yeah, in principle, we tried every model over the years. We've tried, the marimba band. We tried, competitions. We tried everything. And the answer is people come to the beach.
Yes.
I think I heard you mention the sound drifts down the beach.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important part of it. In the background, that creates the ambience versus it's not how many people are sitting there watching the music.
The ambience of it all.
So you're confident that we're doing that one.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, with the new little, with these little Bose speakers and these little, that they put out just as much as a large speaker, and then we'll travel this far. When you're down at the park, you can hear it a good at least a block away and play all over the place when he ends up.
It's nice and simple. And do you have any comments about music or from your experience?
I'm not sure. I mean, I do know who Dave Hart is, and I agree he's very engaging and really good with young people. I don't know that we would want, I don't know what you said as far as the time that you had got. I don't know if we would have him the whole time. I mean, obviously there's other entertainment that normally goes on the stage.
Whenever he's, you know, he'll be there to fill in when there's other things or not other things going on.
I do like the marimba because it sounds like summer to me, but I know they're expensive and not always available, so the marimba, whatever. Yeah. There's also, we had, for Family Day, we had the seniors' ukuleles, and they were pretty fun, entertaining. I don't know, it's a different demographic.
Yeah, and the cloggers are always a big hit.
Oh, yeah.
So there's maybe room for some of those.
Yeah.
I mean, I could reach out to
Howard, sorry.
I was just going to say I can reach out to the marimba band again this year. As Anne noted last year, they couldn't make it. I think one of their members was having a child. So that was a bit of a conflict at the time, but maybe they're interested again. It's up to folks here. I could just check with them. We were fairly far from the beach, or sorry, from the bandstand. So to be honest, probably far enough away that I am only vaguely remember the volume or the music. I know that when I got closer, it seemed fine and lively, but we were far enough away that we didn't hear. It didn't sort of enter into our area that strongly, shall I say, because we were at the other end from the bandstand.
A question for Ken. If there was other, like, say, the vloggers were on stage, would he wander down the walkway?
Yeah, I don't know how mobile he is. I'd have to check.
Yeah.
But, you know, the vloggers are on. Maybe that's his break.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, that he keeps having these mini breaks while he plays.
And that would be okay if you have the amateurs who want to be there during a half hour break.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it if you could maybe just ask, see if the marimba band is even available. It's kind of a question. It does bring a vitality to it. And we've got kind of a reservation for Dave Hart.
Yeah.
That's good. And the clog is, right, is something we need to see if they're willing to come.
Cloggers are fewer in number right now.
Yeah. I think we can come back next meeting with a bit of
driving or not.
They're clogging off. So perhaps we can come back with a little more information about that, and then we can see, maybe we have just a couple of activities on the stage, you know, rather than just the one, and see, and give them a break in between kind of thing. So let's just kind of come back to that, and thank you for the idea, Ken. That's great. And thank you for the follow-up on Remember Van and the support for Van. I agree, they're exciting if they're available. They're quite expensive, right, depending on the junior and the senior members, and they're about $500 or so, but yeah, that would be covered by how much people?
There you go. Last year they accepted, and then they said we can't, and they were going to be asking $500.
Yeah.
So I'm just going through my emails here again, so I'll reach out to them.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. Okay, so we're beginning to kind of take shape here as to what's going on, and we'll see. We'll make a decision at the next meeting, perhaps.
David, can I just ask? I know, like, Matt has done the emceeing in the past. I know he's not involved in the committee this year, but is that something he's still willing to do, or is that something that perhaps if Dave was there, he could make announcements and do those things?
Hmm. Anyone know about, I did email Matt when he announced he didn't respond to me. So.
Well, and I got the sense with Matt that, yeah, it's the cumulative time that he's,
yes.
Maybe the day of the event, he's all there. That's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay. It would be good to know, I guess.
Yeah.
It would I could ask Dave Hugh as well as if he's willing to MC at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's, it doesn't matter. He, what's happening now and go and look at this. Like, for example, the peak fading is on, right? So they, people don't notice that kind of a thing. How do you hear them, right? It must be challenged on the beach. It is a beach. And it's windy and it's...
Well, yeah, you don't know how much. I was going to say the wind just
takes... Yeah, just takes the other thing away. So
that is out of our control, right?
Yeah, we try loud speakers, member of the year, and we had loud speakers all the way down. We imported them at great cost. And everyone said, well, if you stand next to them, it... I can't hear anything. If I'm too far away, I can't hear. And so it's just, okay, give up on that. It's a challenging environment, right? So the music is really quite localized. It's a little downtime, a little quiet time. So, but how come those, Matt?
Unless the wind's going in the right direction.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So, but, you know, I agree with you, Matt. Matt's kind of a part of the day. He enjoys himself. He likes, he's very good at public speaking. We could ask him to, I can send him a note and just ask him if he's willing to be there. If he's not, then that opens up the other options that we can look at.
And that indicated willingness to come back in the future as well. So it's some goodwill there.
Yeah.
And why not continue?
He's a social guy.
Very. Okay. I'll see if I can contact him and ask that question.
And David, I'll also bring the putting ramp down. That's another one I didn't stick in there.
Okay. The putting ramp. Okay.
Well, I've got to show that thing a lot.
That was great. Yeah, that was perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Especially for the 18-month-old kids.
Yeah.
I think there were prizes associated with that. I do work.
That's the new one. Yeah. Yeah, we had, the cones.
That's right.
Soft ice cream cones.
And just to come back, I mean, we should all be looking, I think, for new displays, new exhibits that will bring, particularly one have an environmental side, the beach, that would be good, because it's always good to have a change up. You know, some people leave, some people come, so we should all keep our thoughts open to, you know, interesting groups or displays that we can invite to come. So I've got to take this in.
Well, I had connected with the Qualicum First Nation, and then unfortunately they weren't able to come at the last minute, but I would like to extend that invitation again to have them come and have a display.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. Yeah, they have very limited people to put on the table, right? So they have to be very judicious about how they spend that time. But yeah, it'd be great if they were to come. And of course, we'll be inviting both the mayor and chief for coming again to officially welcome and open the event. When we get a little closer. Somehow we missed the mayor last year, I think. I think we
had
a pipe band. So, all right. In the minutes, it was quite a discussion about access to water and power last year, and we'll have to, as we get a little closer in, we'll have to look at that again.
We should talk about that now, about the power, because you recall that I made a request for the power upgrade down there, because this is a thing that's going to be ongoing for whatever happens down there. We're going to need power. And to have 240 isn't really cutting it. So I know how should that request be made?
Yeah.
To have some kind of system that works down there is accessible without having to bring an electrician down.
Yeah, I think Andrew recall we were under the impression there was kind of a good high quality durable outlet. It turned out to be buried under a cover, and it had to have an electrician set up for us, which wasn't the intent. We were a little surprised that there wasn't just a take the hatch off, unlock it, plug it into the day, and lock it up again. So I don't know how.
I can follow up and ask. I'm meeting with our CAO tomorrow, so I can see what the path would be to get something that's usable on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, I see that like a good suggestion for the town, because we're not the only ones down there. It might have been just a concern about, you know, unauthorized people accessing electricity. It's in a box, and they put it in a box and make it nice. It was quite a complicated process to get it wired up so we could safely use it, and that wasn't quite what we hoped. Well, I agree with Peter. If we could just have a look at that, is there a simpler way to do it so it's more usable? That would be great. What was the water issue last year, Peter?
It was fine. It was resolved.
Did it find out? Okay.
Yeah. Remember there was an outlet on the other side of the restrooms?
Right.
Yeah. So you had to move up to the other side.
Yeah. Well, that's right. On the other side.
There's
Okay.
Okay. Sure. Because even on the day, we weren't quite sure what was happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you talked about social media advertising a bit already. And I guess we can, as we get closer in, we can start to look at that as we think about advertising generally. Town staff involvement, assuming, and that we're going to have our usual helpful town staff who will help us carry all those nasty, heavy tables up and down and things.
Yes, I think we can expect the same level of service that we had last time, at least. And now Lynette has done, there's been some experience there. So I think it will go even better this year.
Yeah, are we going to have a member of the actual staff join us at the meeting as we kind of start to, because that was very useful last time. We had Janine, I think, wasn't it?
Janine.
Yeah.
And she came and she helped her. She wasn't, she was trying to plug everything together in her mind. And so as we get closer in, could we perhaps...
I was told about the last three meetings.
Yeah, as we get together.
Tony, before he went to Portugal.
Yeah, I think Janine was out with last year as our contact. So Pete, that'd be great.
And Bradley, could you instruct the staff not to throw out my samples?
Yes, that was not the peak moment last year, was it?
No,
they were very efficient in how they were cleaning up, and they took your samples off the table.
Yeah, my
your little critters,
my muse hit the turf. So, just while we're on the involvement side of it, David, volunteers on Power Panel that previously, I've got the list. I'll touch base with Josh just to make sure I'm up to speed with that. So,
yeah.
We'll move on that. The other, I guess, comes under displays and vendors. We didn't talk about the restaurants. The Smokies guy, the bakery. They all did pretty well last year. And we put them in that parking lot area. The Dragonfly Paddle guy didn't really see any increase in business, but he got his logo, and that's great. I don't know if we can ask for more participation, because it's a pretty darn good day for those folks. The Smokies guy, who's usually down at the Home Hardware there, they were reluctant to say they were killing it that day, but they were killing it that day. And they didn't want to give away too much. And, maybe there's an opportunity for some reciprocal opportunities there. I don't know. But we spent a lot of energy in terms of recruiting them and ensuring they were good, contributing or had specials. I think we can work on that relationship and make it even more mutually valuable.
Yes, I agree.
Because I think we catered to them quite well last year.
Yeah, I just looking at the minutes. The vendors were extremely busy. Hard ice cream vendor would be a good addition. People were asking for hard ice cream, so that's one particular thing we should try and find this year. And vendors that don't need power or water make it a lot simpler, right? Self-contained. And so those are kind of the criteria that we should be looking for. But who's got the lead on that? Like, I'm not familiar with food vendors. That should be something that I think that Matt...
I don't know if her
business. Okay.
I'll take all those vendors in that zone.
Yeah.
Okay, and there was a Leatherworks vendor there who had some approval from
the town,
and there was some confusion about that. I think we could bring her in early this year. She had a very good day as well. So that's the old truck one, right?
Yeah, the old car.
Yeah.
Truck. Yeah, Whiskey Creek, I think it was. She was
Okay.
Yeah.
You're nodding your head, and I think
yeah, I'm surprised. I didn't realize we had ongoing vendors down there.
Yeah.
But we were able to accommodate her, and she was happy.
Right.
We were happy. So.
That's right. You were the that was a surprise for all of us.
It worked out in the end. A bit of confusion. But the approach is important part, right? Keep it simple, keep it fun, give it variety, and let it loose. Maybe next time you could give a scout and let us know who's out there.
And
we'll kind of go
from there. You want hard ice cream? Well, that's fair. There's a speed issue there and a manpower thing, but maybe let's look for someone.
Yeah, I don't.
And then at the bird sanctuary parking lot, there's a girl with a blue trailer.
The heart of the
oh, yeah.
ice cream balls or whatever. The,
yeah.
She's not ready to do that.
She must have a license from the city. She's there a lot.
Like, no, you're right. She did.
And she would just have to move over and have a heck of a date.
That's right.
And that's quick as well, right? They don't have to get carpal tunnel syndrome. Scoop
right.
Away. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And she must be solved the case because there's no power on that they...
Is that ring a bell? Is the name?
I stopped there once, I think, for ice cream last year.
Yeah, and I know where you mean, though.
Yeah.
But you're right. She must have a license.
Now, the power issue, the movie industry is using... battery pack power now for their units instead of bringing in the power trucks and dirt disturbing the neighborhood and that sort of thing. I wonder if they would donate a power pack for us today.
The movie industry.
Yeah.
Are they coming back this year?
I don't know if they're coming back, but I know they're on the island.
They like Goodwill. That's true.
You know, they like that stuff and
that's great idea.
I can't remember the name of the company. But I was quite intrigued that they had these power packs that lasted them all day.
Yeah, I can you get AC off them?
Yeah.
Yeah, the lithium ion battery packs, they cost $1,000, but those for a long time. They get a lot of power.
Yeah.
Because one of the problems last year, I probably said we need an electrical permit from the BC Safety Authority if we run using the current electrical outlet.
I wonder if that be the same.
No, it wouldn't be the same. You have a battery pack, and you just plug it in.
Yeah, right. So, deep element.
So that's another reason. And to maybe we should just go and investing in a power pack. But the helmet might not be a bad idea because it would power up a lot of these things. And you just plug it and go and use it.
Well, we didn't need a permit last year, did we?
We'll be required for next week. Maybe we got by with it last year, but they said next year we're going to have a permit, which is another cost. Complication, using the existing structure.
Your money is
which is complicated. So,
so
the CEO might have some thoughts on that, what's in the plan. So that as we move towards more, non-oil powered units, like electrical powered, garden equipment, something like a portable power plant, like Ken's mentioning, is exactly the kind of thing you would need anyway to keep those smaller batteries running today. You just plug and go. You just keep going all day. So it might be an interesting part of the long-term climate change plan. I'm speculating to move in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Having myself away from gasoline powered things to electric, I'm a convert.
You still drive a couple of cars, though.
William F. Wright is the name of the company.
Yeah,
I've heard of that. Yeah.
So what is that?
William F. White is the company.
Oh, is it?
They have an outlet on Vancouver Island now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give them a call and look into that.
Yeah, they're the backup, they're the service to Chesapeake Shores.
Yeah.
The last item I wanted to add, I guess I was going through the minutes, the shuttle. We had a Berwick shuttle, and it seemed to work well. And I think didn't you take the lead on asking them if they might, at some point, could you just see if they're interested in doing it again this year?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that.
Because that was a fun thing. We kind of debated, and it seemed to work well in the end.
I think they were happy, and they had some refreshments there for the people that use their service, and I think it worked out really well.
Yeah, okay.
There was a couple other things that I looked after last time, too, and that was the Groundwater Alliance people came and had that tap water.
Mm-hmm.
That was available.
That was good. Yeah.
I think that worked out all right. And also the chalk artist. He ended up doing it really last minute because, as we remember, we had rain the night before and even that morning. But I think it was most people enjoyed his artwork.
Yeah, and you secured that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, that was great. And people would come back, and it was one of those things, what are you going to do now, right? So that created a reason for people to come back to go back up at that.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to have that wide variety of activities. And it's something for everybody, right? You can just wander around for a couple hours and have fun.
Two last years.
Yeah, I think.
Going up and down, yeah. balloons or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Clowns. I'm not sure who did that one.
There was a clown society or something that
I think. Yeah, well, it was John Howard organized that.
Yeah, you might ask John if he's got a contact with him.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll do that.
Since you're talking about volunteers anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think that covers a lot of the activity. Let me think here. Just going quickly through the minutes. I think we're good. Yeah. Yeah. Many people wanted to buy Beach Day t-shirts. We do have to look at t-shirts. I think we need about 30 of them. And they're about, I think we should get the ones with the collars on. I've got one. They have some for the tree members, but they look better than the t-shirts. So do you have a t-shirt?
No.
No, so you see, we don't have t-shirts, so we have none.
But we can reuse the t-shirts that we have.
Oh, well, we have, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting
the same. But some people wear it year-round. They come in, got a brother who wears it, and it's all saggy now. You're supposed to save it for the volunteer day. No. So that would be about quite expensive, $600-$700. So, but we do need, because that's where we identify ourselves, be covered by town insurance. Initially, the idea was we would wear little tags saying volunteer. And we said, it's not very exciting. Can we have a t-shirt instead? So we did that. And that's kind of officially designates volunteers. Which also a thank you to the volunteers who turn out to help set up.
Perhaps there's a different color that could be bought by customers first differentiate.
How many do you buy? You got to upfront the money.
Well, you did have that anyway, regardless. But I'm just talking about, you know, that's how you identify the volunteers.
Oh yeah,
people buy it.
It'll always be pale blue for the volunteer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But not sure who's out there. But you know, who's in the t-shirt business these days? It's a key changing all the time.
Yeah, there's local ones. I mean, there's at least three local ones.
Triathlon has those. They've got a lot of t-shirt studies.
And have you run across the t-shirt buying business?
The only name that comes to mind is Riptide. I think they're one of the local t-shirt companies. I know for Family Day last year, we did order a bunch of t-shirts, so I could check. I think Jean Young was the one that organized that, so I could find out who she used.
But there's that store up on Highway 4 as well.
Oh, yeah. T-shirts that talk?
They've got maybe there's an opportunity for them to get involved.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, not urgent, but something we should come back to at our next meeting. So, first aid. Are we going to have first aid?
First aid we had last year for St. John Ambulance. That was a bit of an organizational challenge, because they were just coming back from COVID. I would think there'll be more opportunities this year. They came down from Comox last year.
Yeah. But there was a charge, wasn't it?
There's a charge. You make a donation. I think it was $500. My number's wrong. Maybe it's $500. I went through
50 or so.
We issued a check from the town. It's easy enough to find out.
Yeah.
But, you know, first of all, went through the NIMO deferred, went back to Abbotsford, and then they farmed it back to Comox. But the administration could go through Abbotsford. It's just the way it was, right? So it was an unusual situation. But it's good to have them around.
Is that, and I would think from the town's point of view, it would be a wise decision to have first aid capability on site?
I'll follow up on
that. I don't think it's a requirement, but it's definitely a preference. And I think it was great having them there last year. We weren't able to secure anybody for Family Day. We ran into the same kind of issues. And the two gentlemen sat there for most of the time, but that's good, right? They were
personal. In the end, they got a t-shirt. We had a couple left over, and they got a food certificate, and so they enjoyed that. They were having a good time. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay.
And it's a professional thing. When people see that, it's a sign of good organization among them. And I think they just sent three or four band-aids or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, didn't we have the firefighters recruiting last year, too?
Yeah. That was the last minute.
Yeah, but aren't they all trained in first aid as well? I mean, not that they were there for that purpose, but...
Yeah, you all covered for sure.
I said, well, if they came to do a recruitment, no? And you're shaking your head?
No, they're not there for that purpose, and we ran into that. So, yeah, definitely they would prefer that we have somebody else. And we did have an incident at Family Day, and it would have been nice to have had somebody first aid on site. But
St. John's, it was a $200.
Okay, well, that's
not too bad. Yes,
worth it,
yeah.
Yeah, so I don't see an issue with getting them back. Just a little thing, another thing. So the fire department was there at the last minute. That was a surprise recruiting. Great to have them there, right?
And the RCP came too, didn't they?
Yeah, and that was an outcome of them filling the dump tanks, right? Yes, we'd be happy to come and fill the dump tank, but can we recruit at the same time? Well, by all means, right? That was an easy win for everybody. Yeah. So they have a presence in their own fun way.
Yeah, and I think
and the cops, yeah, they had a cop car there that gave kids the tour.
Yeah, I think Anne contacted the RCP, did you?
I did, actually, Michael Garland, but they haven't renewed his contract, but I'm sure they're still doing some kind of community outreach. I can follow up on that one.
This is
opportunity. Sorry, they haven't renewed Michael's contract. He was
that's what I had heard, so.
He was doing a lot of volunteer work for them, but I didn't realize there was a contract.
Okay. And I just have a note here, an extra group to invite. The Guardians of the Mid-Final and Estuary. Those are people who look after the wild geese, the domesticated geese population. Mm-hmm. Try to limit their numbers. It's something we support. That's St. Eva's. So let's see if we can talk energy coming and managing those wretched geese that keep tearing all of the grass on our foreshore.
What's the name of that group?
Guardians of the Mid-Island Estuary. Tim Clement is the contact. We know him, so we'll follow up with him, see if he can talk me into coming. So, alrighty. Okay, it is almost an hour and 20 minutes. That's long enough. We try to keep it down. Good start to the day. Thank you, everybody.
For coming. Just add one more thing. Okay. What about Milner Gardens? Would there be, is there something there? What about the Port Alberni Aquarium?
It's not there anymore. They closed down.
But they just have a huge, support from ICE
too. Maybe they open up again. But why don't you put it on your contact list and bring it back to the next meeting? If you can get them, sure. Any aquarium.
I think you closed too far. I mean, they're good. I know the contact.
Yeah.
Is,
that's how you're the contact.
Do you have something in detail?
Yeah, that's one we'll follow up on definitely. Yeah,
but it's kind of nice to have the animals there.
Absolutely, we can have any.
I thought my recollection was that they weren't operating the last year. Those
were right.
Heard of 31. They were reaching out to.
Yeah, they weren't there. We know that.
No regards. Do you think that's
what would they display?
I don't know. Plus, what about advertising?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, do something.
No, nothing else. I don't know. And we're all here at privilege to contact any group we want to think
of. You Modern
area. They want to come.
They don't require water or power.
Yeah. So.
Well, they wouldn't. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Howard, you've got a job to go to. And you've got a job to go to.
Yeah.
You guys have jobs to go to. And the rest of us will go home and start making contacts.
So
why did
it shovel snow?
Oh,
or just do the politics thing and let it melt over there. Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brent.
Yeah, thank you. If you don't want to mind just sending me a list of the things that you
think we've committed to,
but I would like to make sure that I'm
And for our own purposes as well, we sometimes forget what we spent.
That list I gave, do you want one? You got that one?
I have one here,
Okay, add to that one the putting mat.
Yeah, thanks for jumping forward. That's my career.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Great. Now, how much power do we need?
Not much.
We don't need much.
In case of access, it's not quantity, it's quality.
For microscopes, aerators, so really small.
A couple of portable power packs would run everything.
Yeah.
It's that simple. They're